Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every now and then, someone will get mad at me for something I say here on the radio. It wasn't that long ago that I called for us to round up all the lawyers and kill them, and people got upset with me.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I don't know. And someone even called in, and they're like, oh, Tom, you say that now, but wait until you get sued and you need a lawyer, then you'll like them. Yeah. And I was like, well, if I'm getting sued, it'll be because a lawyer filed a suit. Okay. I wouldn't need another lawyer if it wasn't for the first one.
Right. Funny.
Every time you need a lawyer, it's because of another lawyer, if you think about
it. Right.
And I can't believe some of the stuff these lawyers out there do. This story is going to blow your mind. There's a man who's being sued. He is not alive anymore, but his estate is being sued.
Okay.
Because he was in an accident, and in that accident, it caused injury to another person.
Okay.
And I'm just going to warn you right now, this is a graphic story.
Oh, no.
18-year-old Hiroyuku Joho was sprinting to catch a train and ran across some train tracks at the station. Hmm. He was hit by an Amtrak train going 70 miles an hour.
Wow. Yeah.
His body essentially exploded and body parts flew everywhere.
Okay.
A 58-year-old woman was waiting for a train on the platform and she was hit by some of his flying body parts. They knocked her to the ground. She broke her leg and wrist and her shoulder was injured. She's now suing his estate over those injuries.
Okay.
She says that he should have known it was reasonably foreseeable that running across the tracks could cause an accident. Her lawyer said, if you do something as stupid as this guy did, you have to be responsible for what comes from it. I think he accepted responsibility.
Yeah.
As fully as he could.
Right.
A lower court rejected the lawsuit, but she appealed, and the appeals court has overturned it and said that it should be heard in court. So she is suing a dead man's estate because he made the mistake of trying to jump across some train tracks and was hit by a train, and his body parts knocked her down and caused some serious but not life-changing injuries. I mean, she broke her leg and her wrist, and her shoulder's injured.
Apparently, she didn't get hit by his funny bomb.
Let me just ask you a question.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
Just a little question here.
Oh, no. Heidi's going to play the side of the lawyer.
What if she doesn't have insurance, doesn't have a lot of money, and she just wants to get her medical bills paid for? Shouldn't she be able to at least get those and make her whole and right again? And who knows? She could have injuries. She may walk with a limp. Maybe she's going to have pain the rest of her life.
You know what, Heidi? That sounds good on paper. This guy's 18 years old. I doubt he was some guy with a huge estate sitting around that she's just going to say, hey, I just need a few thousand of that huge amount he had. I don't know. Yeah. Don't have all the facts here. But, you know, sometimes in life, accidents happen, and you look at the big picture, and you're like, you know what? This sucks that this happened to me, but look what happened to him. I'm going to go ahead and be glad that at least I didn't die that day.
Right, and instead of going after him, she should have went after the train company. Because had they set up their tracks to be safer, then this would not have happened and she would not have been traumatized.
They need guardrails on those
tracks.
Oh
my gosh. Yeah. This is how lawyers get started.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That's
you guys
true.
Are like lawyers in the making.
Oh my gosh.
I think I'm going to sue now because I'm traumatized from that story.
I know. It was. It traumatized gross. Me too. Yeah. Who are you suing? Me or the station?
Both. Go for it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't have money. Sue the station.
I'm going to sue the microphone company for allowing your voice to be projected over the airwaves.
Wow. I hope there are no video cameras around. I don't want to see that on that gross site that Tom always goes to. No.
Rotten.com.
He says, don't look. And I look every time.
Do it.
I can't get that out of my mind.
Well, I'm going to Google his name now. It's such a common name. It may not come up.
Yeah, you're right.
But I am going to Google that and see if we can find any more about the story.
That would have to be a horrible way to die. And of course,
no, actually, I doubt it. I imagine for him, it was so instant. You're here 1 second, and the next second, you're like, what am I doing here at the pearly gates? What just happened?
Yeah.
But for the people around him.
I must have not caught the train. Well, maybe I did.
He caught the fast train.
The train caught him. But yeah, I mean, for him, it was probably instantaneous. So, I mean.
Well, my grandfather got killed that way. I told you guys about that.
He was laying on the tracks.
What? Tell me again.
He'd been drinking.
Oh, no.
And he sat on the train tracks, tie his shoes.
And then what happens?
Well, train hit him.
Would he pass out, or did he just sitting there tying his shoe?
I don't know if he got his shoes tied or not.
Don't matter. They always come off in those things anyway.
You can't laugh about that. That is sad.
That was before I was born.
But
I mean,
still,
it was,
that's sad. It runs in the family, maybe.
What, stupidity?
I go nowhere near train tracks. You know.
See how he goes home.
I get scared crossing them here on Woodruff Road.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.